This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me entertain you. And the conversation on News Talk Radio is supposed to be entertaining, but we always are dealing with the definition of what entertainment is all about. We may get to that if we have time during this hour of our News Talk review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 5th to the 9th. The overview provided the contents, if you will, of our discussion predicated by the story list and the people list that you can find at talkers.com from Talkers Magazine, also on the DJV social media pages. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to go through the stories, the variants, if you will, and some nuances about probably the people on the list. So, Michael, let's have at it. Let's go. You're in charge.
Thank you very much, and it certainly has been a crazy, complicated week. The top 10 stories, according to Talkers, on news talk stations such as the ones that people are listening to this program on right now. At number 10, we have the heat wave and we have climate change. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the Afghanistan withdrawal of U.S. troops. At number 8, the New York City mayoral race, and that's tied with a spike in urban crime, particularly in New York City. At number 7, the southern border crisis continues and immigration reform remains a top topic on talk radio. At number 6, race relations and a debate over this thing called critical race theory. At number 5, the condo collapse aftermath. At number 4, the economy, inflation fears, and focus on the infrastructure. Much of that focus comes from the condo collapse and, of course, the fact that the infrastructure is the centerpiece in terms of investment to spark economic stimulation, according to the Biden plan. So infrastructure is big stuff right now at number 4. And number 3, Trump sues social media and internet security issues. That's number 3, obviously a big subject. Number 2, GOP and Trumpism. And that's tied with the January 6th committee. Basically, the politics that is going on inside the Republican Party based upon their relationship with and how cozy they want to be and how much distance they want to have with Trump and his huge base of millions and millions of loyal followers. And number 1, the COVID-19 Delta variant vaccines, masks, and politics. And those are the stories. The people. At number 10, a tie between our buddies Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Number 9, Eric Adams. He's the Democratic nominee for mayor in New York. He's going to run against our friend Curtis Sliwa. That should be interesting. I'm one of the few people predicting that Sliwa might win. That's not really a full prediction, but I entertain the possibility.
It's out on the limb, as it were.
I just have a feeling. I got a funny feeling about it, but I could be wrong.
And we need to talk about the caliber of candidates. We'll do that after you go through the list.
All right. Kamala Harris is at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4, Nancy Pelosi at 3, Donald Trump in his new role as the national celebrity at number 2, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of another insane week. And I say insane, you know, meaning it's just...
It's qualifying.
Full of anomalies and overlapping stories and crazy things that come and go and some things that should be talked about and aren't. It's interesting, the Jovenel Moise, the assassinated president of Haiti, didn't make the top 10, and we specifically left it make the point.
Yeah.
You know,
I mentioned that, interestingly enough, in the accompanying hour to this is the Talk Radio Review I do with the ladies from the DJV program. So We put this together. The Countdown Show is presented as sort of part of the DJV program, and they said that. That was very interesting. You bring it up as well. This guy would normally, you'd think, quote unquote, normally, especially since American DEA agents seem to be the ones that shot him.
Well, there's so, two American citizens are among the 17 detainees that are suspects in it. I think the reason it hasn't gotten a lot of talk is because there's no momentum going into it. And in other words, I don't think the average American commentator or news person or news talk listener fully thinks about or grasps what the relationship with Haiti is all about. You know, what is our relationship with Haiti? What does this mean?
And what's
I think they were blindsided by it.
Well,
just when the condo collapsed, it's a building collapsed. We started to realize as the hours and days went by that this was a gigantic story on everything from human interest to economic.
Okay, well, let me connect the dots here for a minute, if I may, and then your comment afterwards. What you've just said trips the light fantastic in me because of a couple of different things that I think are related, and they are stories that are on the list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The quality of leadership. I'll start with the New York City mayoral race. I heard an interview with this fellow who's the Democrat, who is the former, he was a police commissioner, was he, or a policeman?
He was a policeman for 22 years. He was a state senator after that, and then he was Brooklyn borough president.
Okay.
And now he's just a citizen running.
Right. Okay. And his name is what, Eric Adams? Is that his name?
Eric Adams, yes.
Eric Adams. Okay. So I heard this week, as I was traversing the state working on farm projects that I do frequently, the radio was on. I'm listening to PBS because I like to hear that side of what's going on in the world of talk radio. And there was an interview with this fellow, Eric Adams, after the process of counting the ballots and first choice or however they do that stuff, ranked choice
voting.
And I listened to him for a long time, and I was thoroughly unimpressed. He is not a cultured man. He's not, he's not educated, but he doesn't sound like he has the tone or timbre. And this has been the case in New York, we'll say, since Michael Bloomberg. Or you go back to the Koch era, or many of the people that were well known in New York history as being very good or very interesting mayors. What we have now are, Adams. And I think Sliwa is part of this, although, as you've suggested, you don't want to count him out because he's a very interesting character, and who knows what means he'll use to get the vote out. He's very connected to lots of local stuff. And let's face it, the final offer here is on the day of the election, who you get out to vote. Can you get the vote out? And he may have, with all of his guardian connections, the ability to literally knock on doors, ask people if they voted. If they haven't, can we offer you a ride to the polling? You know, that kind of stuff gets people going. And who are you representing? Yeah, we'll go vote for you. So, but the point that I'm making with having listened to the Eric Adams interview, listening to how unstimulating he is, and I don't mean you have to be charismatic, but you need to have a grasp of the English language. And I don't think he's particularly savvy when it comes to that. He didn't do anything to inspire me, let's put it that way. So tying that into the problems that we have in government, for example, overview. In Florida, you can make an argument that this condo collapse happened because of bad public management. The business of who's inspecting what, how well are they doing. And then you can go into, the whole business of the economy, the infrastructure, and the lack of leadership there affects what's going on in the structure, literally, of our roads and bridges and stuff. So I'm suggesting, Michael, that the caliber of candidates that we have, look at the people in California that are running against the what's-his-face. It seems to me we're piling on, and it in part has to do with the kind of coverage. Good people don't want to run because they don't want to be scrutinized the way the news media scrutinizes them. So I've made I've kind of come up with a philosophy here. Any thoughts?
I think we have to take a break.
Spoken by a true radio professional. But we'll come back on the other side of the information you're about to hear with Michael's thoughts on whether I have something or I don't. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Here's a thought. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match search millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. It's kind of like Match with dating, only this is for a job. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates much faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites around. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding new employees, you ought to visit Indeed.com. It's Indeed.com/credit. All right, please take advantage of that. So my philosophy, do you have, it sounds to me, we were talking about this during the break, you have a quick answer to my theory.
Well, we have to have better leadership. My answer is I agree with you. That's the answer. That's why I didn't go off on a whole rant. I agree with you. We have to have better leadership. We have to have a higher quality.
But how are we going to get it in the face of all of this stuff? Listen to some of the talk radio programs and how they denigrate people of the opposite party. And this happens on both sides. There's more of it on the right because there are more shows, more talk shows that are aimed in that direction. But you listen to any of the major stars, and it's pathetic, I think, anyway.
Well, I guess we have to determine our nation and our city's course of action through something other than what we call shows. The very idea that it's determined in shows tells you the relationship between entertainment and reality.
Yep, correctamundo. All right, 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Blue CoStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking about the influence of the news media and thus news talk radio on the process of getting good people to run. Michael and I sort of agree on the caliber of people and how this is all we're watering down everything, it would seem. And that, I think, comes around to the number one story this week, which once again has to do with COVID, the variants, the vaccines, that sort of thing, because politics has played a role in it. And because the media helps to shape the political realities, you have a lot of things that are not necessarily taken in context, Michael, but they don't, nobody so says, you hear all these people, I listen to this program because he tells me the truth. Well, what does that mean?
It means maybe he tells me what I want to hear. He tells me
exactly.
He affirms. Now, the problem is that we do not have a policy-based discussion going on. We have a personality-based discussion. And even though we talk about the dangers of negative campaigning, negative campaigning seems to be the only thing that works. So it's a vicious cycle. We know we're doing the wrong thing, but it's a means to an end because it works. And people live in the here and now, and they want to keep their jobs. They want to survive. They want to be able to win elections. They want to feel like they're on the side of a winner. And it goes contrary to what we all know deep in our hearts, that politics is not meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be productive. And we've created an entertainment industry about this spectator sport known as politics. And now we're stuck with it. The media was never meant to be this influential. It's meant to be part of the influence. But it's become so influential that it really is overstating its purpose.
So there's a new talk radio station in Los Angeles. And it's owned by a black entrepreneur, I would say, somebody who's been very visible on radio and television for years. I decided he would buy the station and make it unabashedly African-American liberal talk. At one point in time, putting on one of the programs that I produce on the station was discussed with the owner. And he said, oh, yeah, I know, Doug. I like him. He's a good broadcaster, but he's not black. And I only want black people on my station. So, okay, that's his right because he owns it. But can you imagine if that were turned around and Larry Elder, for example, who's a prominent black host, approaches a station, the white owner says, I only have white people on my station.
Larry Elder couldn't get a job at, I think we're talking about Travis Smiley. Larry Elder couldn't get on it either, not because he's white, but because he's conservative.
Right.
So you know, look, you're bringing up a kind of a sticky wicket, to use an old expression.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what's correct in the rights of a minority over a majority. Do minorities have the rights to have their own social clubs, to have their own pride organizations, to have their own special media to serve the special interests of being a minority in America? Or is that considered just as racist and just as exclusionary as there being a white-only or a Protestant-only medium? This is a tremendously complicated question. You know, the idea of a majority rule only works when the rights of the minorities are taken into account. So do black people have the right to have their own African-American community radio stations, whereas white-only stations takes the majority advantage that whites have in our society over black people and further exacerbates it for repression, etc.? I mean, that's the question, you know.
I got another one that'll go one step further when we continue here in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter who's now been identified is Brian Anthony Roden. He has been charged for the murders.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. President Trump will headline the three-day Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, at the Hilton near downtown Dallas, Texas, starting today and running through Sunday. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will open the America Uncanceled Conference with a speech titled, Don't Mess with Texas or America. A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dvorsky is the former Assistant Attorney General of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the items that are on the list. Excuse me. And all of my allergies put together. Deal with reality. My voice. It's just.
I'll take over.
The rain. Yeah, you might want to. The rain is just exacerbating all of this stuff, too. We're talking off the air about how much rain we've had here. Wow.
I guess Doug is choking right
now. I am, yes. All right, so.
When I hear that, I could tell when the mic is off. There's mm-hmm. The silence actually is a sound of silence. You know,
sound of silence. Yep.
And folks should know that even though we sound like we're in the same room, we are separated by approximately 90 miles.
Yes, we are.
Today. Well, sometimes we're separated by 3,000 miles. But,
yes.
Today it's 90 miles.
The state of radio and technology as it is today allows us to do that. And that was one of the great things about the DJV program that we put together, which is still to this day the most complicated program to produce on the radio because there's so many components. Everybody's in different places.
And nobody's ever met each other.
Well, we don't see each other often. That's true.
That's why the show stays together and everybody gets along.
And not, well, you know what, something that astounded me And I don't know why in the age of COVID it did. But your lieutenant, Mr. Casey, when we had the talk radio, the convention in New York in Hofstra, I was talking to him. I haven't seen him. Kevin Casey is the executive sort of vice president, I think. Isn't that his title?
He's not sort of. He is.
Yeah.
He's the executive vice president, and he's executive editor. He's something with a vice president and an executive and an editor.
So you and he have been working together for a long time. Talk has been in existence for 31 years. He's been there, what, 25 of the 31 years?
He's been at Talkers about 21 years.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, our existence. And he said that he hadn't seen you, I think you said it maybe, in the year and a half of COVID, you saw each other twice.
Right.
And here's a guy you talk to every day. And you pointed out the ladies on the DJV program. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jay Kirshner's down in Memphis, or Nashville, right? I always say Memphis, but Nashville. And we have, I've never met Jay personally, never seen her. Victoria I've seen twice in the 5 years she's been on my program. And Jennifer and I see each other all the time because we're, you know, families are close. But it's amazing. And yet
Kevin Casey and I have been working together 21 years. We work together every day in terms of being in each other's ears and eyes and faces virtually. So we're in constant communication as if we were working at the same workbench every day. But the truth of the matter is I hadn't seen him at all for a year and a half. I'm thinking about it. You said a couple of – no, we did not see each – we first saw each other recently, maybe putting the convention together since the beginning of COVID. We have a picture of our staff having its little – we have a little lunch party at Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019 that we last all saw each other. But we worked together every day. But this whole virtual office thing, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So when it hit with COVID, it was no big deal. But I don't feel in any way, shape, or form that Kevin and I are out of touch. I feel like we're very close, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I noticed about our convention this year, this was the first time in 24 years that we missed a year. So it had been 2 years since the last convention as opposed to one. A lot of people were surprised at how old their friends looked. Because they hadn't
I
seen
said
them.
That to you this, about one of my very dear
you were not
friends.
The only you were not one of the you were not the only one to say that about different people. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, they're saying the same thing about you because we haven't seen each other physically.
Really? They said that about me?
No, not about you, not about you. I'm saying in the generic sense. No.
Right,
you haven't aged a day since you're 22.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So you know, it's
so
it's
let me
weird.
let me go one step further with that. In terms of how, you know, we make this all work and how it is that we can continue to make it work, that's the real, that's the essence kind of the question. Can we all, not just radio, I'm talking about everybody, all these businesses, can they survive not having people able to connect on a personal basis? And I say that because, and this is very personal for me, because to tell one more story about this, as you know, both my children live in Los Angeles, and I live there and have lived there in the wintertime pretty much every winter since 1993, with the exception of last year. But when I did go out to Los Angeles to see them briefly, I'd go out on a Saturday morning and come back on a Sunday night just to see them. You know, we'd be the social distancing. We hadn't touched each other. So the first time that I went back in April to be with the kids, that we didn't have to worry, we'd all had our vaccines, we didn't have to wear a mask and stuff, my daughter came running over to me, and she embraced, she hugged me, she kissed me, and she started to cry, because we hadn't actually, we are very close, and we couldn't be close in that sense. And I wonder, maybe as a rhetorical question, how much of that has gone on around the country? And is it just family or is it business? Because a lot of times people that work together, I'm very close to the people that I work with. And yet I can't, you know, in the case I'm used to not seeing them. But if you're used to seeing somebody, is that an unexplained or undefined cost of this COVID thing? when you get down to it.
I think it goes both ways. I think it's more complicated than one or the other. I think there are benefits to not being together every day, and that mm-hmm. one can be close to another person intellectually, spiritually, socially, without necessarily being together physically. But I do believe that occasional physical contact, and proximity, being in the same room, hugging, whatever, does play a role in it. But I don't think it plays as big a role as some people think. I do think that we're able to connect technologically, and I do think that some of these relationships not only have value, I think that I made a joke before that one of the reasons your show has got such legs and so successful is because you're not all together. Sometimes mm-hmm. familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes when you're in each other's face too much, it's like, okay, give me some space. Mm-hmm. So I we've seen radio stations that were toxic environments because of the backstabbing and the jealousies and the people yep. getting on each other's nerves. So I think there's something to be said for both sides of that equation, and you have to judge it accordingly.
It's probably a great book there someplace that you could write about the, you know, the sort of return, or what was it like before and what's it like now, and the stories of people that have worked on radio stations that you think, because they're all in the same station, they'd all love each other. But that's...
they don't love each other.
Excuse me. That's not the case.
Some of the worst hatreds that I've ever seen in my life stemmed out of teammates on the same radio station.
Yeah.
And I suspect that goes on in sports as well. You know, the mm-hmm. whole discussion about locker room chemistry. Some of the greatest teams on paper die on the field because they have terrible locker room chemistry. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And other teams, you know, are not as good, but they love each other, and as a result, they rise above. The human condition and relationships, something we'll never fully have a handle on. It's the most complex thing in the world.
All right. So I want to take one more example before we pause again. Going back to our discussion about black radio stations and white radio stations and that sort of thing. So there was a radio station in San Francisco. They got a hold of some audio from a chorus. It's a gay man's chorus, and they sang a song that has become now a national discussion. So it goes back to what we were saying. Is there somebody who wants to have a gay radio station? And if that's the case, is that all right? It's okay with me. It's fine. You do what you want with your radio station. But here's the song that caused the most recent controversy someplace in our ear. It won't work. Technology being the wonderful thing that it is. All right, well, anyway, the bottom line is that the song sort of pokes fun at some gay myths and anti-gay myths, and it is aimed at prompting people to think about why it is that you have some of the values that you do. It's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And they posted this video. You think we're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. We'll convert your children is the sort of satirical underscore line. And that's what got all the attention. We'll convert your children. So that got everybody all worked up, a lot of the religious right people. And the same people that would send folks around to your house to convert you to their religion. And so that's what got the – it was a great talk radio conversation, I think, don't you?
Mm. Well, not having heard the song – yeah, of course it's an interesting conversation. But having not heard the song, I don't know if it was satirical.
Phil, can we play the song yet?
Or it was threatening.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so go ahead, Michael.
Boy, I guess that bit fell flat, huh?
The best laid plans of mud. It's not live radio.
Folks, they have been rehearsing this maneuver for weeks to get that song on when he snapped his fingers. Right. And it just didn't play.
Bingo. Didn't happen. In a moment, we are going to talk about what Michael has done with his MH interview this week. That's coming up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Andy Solomon. 5G is beginning to power everything from connected farms to connected cars. Recently, Halo launched one of the first commercial driverless car services in the U.S. running on the T-Mobile 5G network. Halo expects to begin serving customers in Las Vegas later this year. John Saw, EVP of Advanced and Emerging Technologies at T-Mobile, has more.
Halo has operated on the T-Mobile 5G network since it began driving on Las Vegas roads earlier this year. Driverless vehicles demand ubiquitous coverage, making the T-Mobile 5G network a perfect match for developers.
T-Mobile is America's 5G leader with the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network and is a platform for autonomous car innovation.
There is a lot of work to do on the path to full autonomy, and Halo is taking a unique and intelligent approach to get there. This kind of startup innovation is why we are working to build the biggest and the best 5G network in the country.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcis's Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, so the Talkers magazine and also MH Interview have a feature with these two new fellas that are on in replacement of Rush Limbaugh. So what'd you think? This is the interview you have this week.
Yeah, they are the real replacements of Rush Limbaugh. In other words, put on by the people that were doing the Rush Limbaugh show on Premier Networks. It's Clay right. Travis and Buck Sexton. I interviewed them for a half hour about the show was 2 weeks old when we did it, and it's now 3 weeks old. And it's up there at MH Interview. If you're a fan of talk radio, this is a must listen, must listen.
MH well, these guys get a lot of attention, to be sure, because they've slid into that slot. On the same network, not the other networks that put up people to compete or take advantage of the situation. All right, Michael, great job as usual. Thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who's the black private dick?
This is great stuff.
You're damn right.
Yeah, this song's been around for a long time. Connected to the first movie, and then there have been others since then. 53 past the hour now. On the DJV program with Chuck Curry and some movie news, predictions of what will happen at the box office this weekend. So why are we playing that very entertaining tune, the theme from
good
the
song.
Shaft movies? Yeah, it is a good
song. Richard Roundtree, who played Shaft back in 1971 and then 1973 in the first two original Shaft movies, turned 79 years of age today. He's also, when I saw his birthday, I couldn't help but think that he played the character, the motorcycle stunt guy, Miles Quaid, in the disaster film Earthquake back in 1974. Now, originally, Doug, they were looking at Joe Namath for that role. Ultimately, they went with Richie Roundtree. I don't, not a Shaft, as the character in Earthquake. Yeah. But I thought Richard Roundtree gave a lot, elevated Earthquake.
He was a stuntman.
Really cool guy.
He started as a stuntman, like a lot of other guys that have been, then when they get too old to be a stuntman, they become real actors. You know, Wilford Brimley is a great example of that. Richard Farnsworth.
Exactly.
You know, those guys.
I'll tell you another thing. At the end of Earthquake, there's a scene where you see Richard Roundtree on his motorcycle, and there's this, like, the dam breaks, and water's coming at him, and he turns around, looks at the water, and you never know if his character lives or dies. It just, that's his last scene in the film. Having said that, there was a script floating around after 1974, which was a script for Earthquake 2, where his character, George Kennedy's character, and Victoria Principal's character, all main characters in the script of Earthquake 2. That script was never produced. It never was in Earthquake 2. But in my mind, his character lives, not dies.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Well,
but I like him. I like him a lot. I always thought he had a good screen presence. Really cool guy.
Yeah, he was. Well, you know, the thing that's interesting, I just want to mention two things before we go to the part B of this. I was thinking about him being a stuntman. I mentioned Wilford Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, who were both buddies, stuntmen. Mm-hmm. They became actors, legitimate actors. Bill Hickman and Hal Needham were two guys that came out of that same cloth.
Well, Hal Needham, and he became, directed a lot of Burt Reynolds movies.
Right. Well, Hickman became a director mostly of amazing stunts. He was the driver of the bad guy's car in Bullet. He made he became well known as a stunt driver. He did some of in the movies, television shows. He was the one that created the Duke of the Hazard. What was the name of that show? Dukes of Hazard. Dukes of Hazard. He created all that mayhem with all of those cars. He was the driver in the in Bullet. He did most of the scenes in the 50s and late 50s, 60s, 70s, into the early 80s. Most every movie that had a car chase or a race or something in it, he directed it. And
I mean, in those days, everything was done practical, which is really cool. And he give example in like a movie like Earthquake. I was telling my daughter because you're watching Beneath the Planet Eve on my TV in my ice cream parlor. you could see the matte. They used what's called matte paintings in the background.
Yeah,
but they were very well done, and you couldn't. I mean, they look really, really good.
But
now,
they use that
everything's just CGI because they want to do it quickly.
Right. You don't have any real races.
I mean, that took a look. That matte paintings took a very, very, very long time to do. And the whole backdrop of Earthquake actually is a bunch of matte paintings. And they look really good. I just want to point one other thing. This is what's going on in streaming. There's a movie that's on Amazon Prime right now called Tomorrow War. It's a big budget sci-fi action movie with Chris Pratt. Probably a $150 million movie. It was sold to Amazon Prime. They released it streaming last week. It was very successful, number one in all streaming of all streaming outlets here in the U.S. and also internationally. So already they're negotiating a sequel to get him back and the principal cast and director.
Will they get the number of people watching it? That would be.
I don't know. I mean,
folks going into the movies. No, that's the thing. It's a lot of movie theaters.
The thing is, a lot of the analysts who do breakdowns on profitability of what's profitable, they don't really know the formula, and a lot of these entities, like, they don't come out and say exactly how they make money off this stuff. They're not disclosing it, so we might not know or never know or eventually know, but I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is they're very happy with the result. But again, a $150 million movie, Doug, that will not play in a movie theater, and I don't think that is good for the fan base.
Nope, I don't
either. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it's about greed as much as anything else. All right, the new movie this weekend is Scarlett Johansson.
Black Widow, Black Widow, which is a big Marvel movie. It opened nationwide last night. We played it at the theater I'm involved in, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg. We had a decent crowd, about 50 people, for the one advanced showing. So that's good.
I like her. I can't make up my mind that I want to see it because I don't want to see another one of these kind of monster weirdo guys chasing people around. It becomes nonsense.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.